Good morning. This is Rhode Island Public Radio. I'm Elizabeth Harrison. Today we say goodbye to a crucial member of our newsroom. Catherine Welch has been our news director for the last 4.5 years. She's leaving for a job in Orlando, Florida. Today is her last day on the job, and she joins me now. Good morning, Catherine.
Good morning, Elizabeth.
Tell us about this new position.
Well, it'll be the same job, news director, but at the public radio station WMFE in Orlando, Florida. The station was attached to a PBS station, but sold the TV station off a few years ago, brought in a new general manager, and they're now looking to expand their newsroom.
Now, I know we've been having a snowy few weeks here in Rhode Island, but why Florida?
Well, professionally, it's a bigger market. It covers a large portion of the state, about the size of Rhode Island, in fact. And personally, as you know, but listeners may not know, I fell on some black ice last winter and I broke my leg. And let me tell you, there's nothing like being on crutches for 2 months to drive home the importance of having family nearby. My father lives less than an hour away, and it's where my family has roots. I went to high school there and I went to art school in Florida. So it's a homecoming of sorts for me. Now, that said, I'll be having coffee with our former Rhode Island Public Radio afternoon host, Bob Ames, who's down there in the winter, and former Providence Journal political columnist Charlie Bast has already invited me to take in a Red Sox spring training game when I get there. So, yeah, I'm leaving Rhode Island, but it's Florida, so I'm not fully leaving Rhode Island.
We'll have to hit you up for reports on the Red Sox spring training. Catherine, a lot has happened in Rhode Island since you came on board. That was in August of 2010. What are the stories that stand out the most for you?
I have to say, I mean, there was a lot. There were Superstorm Sandy, a lot of hurricanes, some nutty news, but the bankruptcy of Central Falls and the overhaul of the state pension. To have the inner workings of Central Falls kind of cracked wide open, see how it got into bankruptcy, talking with the retirees who were not living any kind of life of luxury, and see the sacrifices they had no choice in making. To know that residents were seeing their property taxes go up by 20%, to see this breakdown and the consequences on that scale, it's something not every journalist gets to write the first draft of history on. And the pension overhaul was another story where there is a rare opportunity to see something on that scale roll out before your eyes. I have to say I'm really proud of the work this newsroom did on the pension. We did 2 major series explaining the issue. As you know, we talked to people both young and old affected differently from the overhaul and the political process that made it happen. It's a story that I know you and the excellent journalists in this newsroom will continue to cover as the state explores either a settlement or something in court.
We may be looking at another pension series as the settlement discussions or possibly court case gets underway.
Which is something you will decide, Elizabeth. I guess we should probably let the listeners know that starting on Monday, you'll be stepping in as the interim news director with Paul Zangari taking over the wheel in the morning. What does the newsroom have planned for the year ahead?
Well, I can't say too much yet, but we have a policy and Pino discussion coming up on the state budget, and we'll be taking an in-depth look at the local music scene, so stay tuned for that. But beyond that, well, you'll have to listen and find out.
Which I will, like many far-flung Rhode Islanders over the internet.
Catherine Welch, on your last day as Rhode Island Public Radio's news director, thanks for joining me.
And thank you, Elizabeth, and to everyone in this great newsroom. It's a team of exceedingly talented journalists. Rhode Island is fortunate to have such great minds at work, and I think you can tell by the support this state shows the station.
This is Rhode Island Public Radio, Rhode Island's NPR.